Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. It's a beautiful day today. I sit here at the Om bench looking out over the grounds of the Absolute Monastery. And I think to myself, what a lovely day. Still, quiet. The sun is just breaking over the mountains, peeking down into our valley, saying, good morning, good morning, good morning. Good morning, good morning, good morning. I look into the eyes of so many people, so many beautiful people, all with their own programs, their own ways of thinking, their own ways of living. And one thing stands out beyond all others with each person. It is so easy to tell a person who is practicing unconditional love. Because a person who practices unconditional love just seems to have a certain radiance about them, certain tenderness about them, a certain sensitivity about them that says, hey, everything's okay, everything's all right, I mind my own business, I love you, I care about you, I care about me, and all is right with the world. It's so often that we are concerned about why we don't get along with other people, why nations don't get along with nations, and why circumstances don't. And it's just a lack of unconditional love, something we may never have learned, may never have been aware that unconditional love was so powerful, so wonderful. But we can learn that, we can experience that. We can experience that so easily, that unconditional love is the most wonderful, fulfilling, rewarding experience in all the world. We don't have to go to high-priced psychologists, psychiatrists, and to our ministers and priests. We don't have to go to our spouses, to our loved ones, to our friends. We just go right home within ourselves. And as we go home within ourselves, we say to ourselves, hey, it's a wonderful life that we live. Hey, everything is beautiful. And we look at everything being wonderful and beautiful, and then we don't find things that are not wonderful and beautiful. We don't find the unhappiness in the world. We don't find the mistakes. We don't find the problems. We just find all the joy, all the peace, and all the happiness. Oh, we can look at our wife and see that she's a terrible person or a good person. And if we look at her and see a terrible person, it's a reflection of ourselves. And then we just go back to ourselves and say, what sort of attitude do I want to straighten out about myself so that I can look at my wife and see her, the glorious person that I know she is? What do I want to straighten out about myself that I can look at my children, my husband, my mother, my father, my sisters and brothers, and all the people in my world, and see them as good, beautiful people? I have to start out with myself first. I have to start out loving myself and enjoying myself and stop picking on myself. I'm okay just the way I am. Oh, I can always add more skills, more talents, more genius expressions to my life. But these things that I add, they're of absolutely no value unless I'm a happy fellow. And if I'm a happy fellow, then all of these things that I add to my life are so supportive and so wonderful and so uplifting. They give me the feeling of goodness and peace, and they give me the feeling of honor and love. Yes, they give me that feeling of peace, goodness, honor, and love. And how wonderful that is. I want to train myself every moment of my life to look out upon the world and see it as good. Because if I see the world as good, then I am good. If I see the world as lovely and beautiful and marvelous and exciting, then I am marvelous, good, exciting. If I look at the world and see it in any way contrary to what I would like out of life, then it just means that, hey, I got to look at me. If I look at one little incident in the world that is not pleasant, that's me. If I look at one little thing that's going on in the world that's not harmonious with me, then that's me. I need to straighten out myself. It's not somebody else. I don't have to look in someone else's eyes and say, oh, you are strange, you are evil, you are good. I only look in my own mirror, and when I look in the mirror, I see who I am. And then when I look in anyone else's eyes, I see who I am. And when I look at the world, I see who I am. And when I look at anything, anything at all, I see who I am. And you know, I like me. I really do. I like me. I like my world. I like all that's in it. And I am a happy, happy guy. If I were to leave this planet right now and go off to some other dimension, which I could do, which any of us can do at any time, I would feel that, hey, I had had a wonderful experience there. And my experience is not going to end this moment. It's going to continue. I plan on being around as long as I plan on being around and have a great, wonderful time. I live in a wonderful body because I say it's a wonderful body. I live in a wonderful mind because I say it's a wonderful mind. I love it when I'm walking along and my dog stops and turns around and comes back and says, hey, Dad, you know, I think a hug's in order right now. Now, why would he say that? He would say that because I think a hug is in order right now. And he comes back to me and says, you know, Dad, it's wonderful to be with you. He doesn't say Dad. I have him saying Dad because I think that's a nice word. I always loved my dad and appreciated my dad. Never could get enough of my dad, as seems to be the case with all of us. But so we just give and give and give. And if we could never get enough of any one person in our life, that just means that we're ready to give out a lot more of ourselves to everyone, to everywhere we are. Because life is just so wonderful. And you know, we don't have to correct anyone else. We don't have to get along with anyone else. We don't have to understand anyone else. If we understand ourselves, we understand everyone. And how do we understand ourselves? We understand ourselves by taking a moment and take a deep breath and let it all out and let all the tension and anxiety go. Let all the anxiousness and says, hey, there's problems. And pretty soon, we look around us and all those problems are gone. And we look at someone that we called terrible just a moment before and we notice that they're not terrible at all. They're really quite wonderful because they're a reflection of us. And what's the reflection of you? Oh, I tell you, when I look at you, I see beauty and goodness. I see love. I see all that I think is wonderful. And when you look at you, what do you see? Same thing, I know. When I look at anybody in the world, anybody, including me, that's a good place to start. I see harmony, peace, love, joy, happiness, goodness, and all that any life could ever want to express. And I see it now abundantly. This is the way to live, isn't it? It's really the way to live. And I invite each one of you into my world, my joy, my peace, my unconditional love. Have a lovely day and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.